Chapter 6. Browsing the Internet. This chapter provides information about using VoiceOver to browse and navigate web pages effectively using two different navigation modes, tables, images, frames, and web spots, as well as the VoiceOver Web Item Router. Ways to browse web pages. There are several ways you can browse and navigate web pages. You can choose a default navigation mode, by document object model, DOM, or by grouping related items. You can switch between modes to use the one that works best for the current web page. You can use the web router to quickly jump to links, headings, web spots, tables, and more on a web page. If you're using VoiceOver gestures, you can use the web settings of the gestures router to navigate web pages more easily. With Quick Nav, you can navigate web pages and apps using only arrow keys, or web pages using only single keys. You can use auto web spots and web spots you create to scan web pages and navigate them more quickly. You can hear a summary of a table and its cells as you press the arrow keys to navigate the table. You don't need to interact with the table unless you hear something that you want to explore in detail. Web developers can assign keyboard shortcuts, called access keys, to web page items such as links and buttons, to make them easier to interact with. VoiceOver can notify you when it detects access keys. For example, if VoiceOver detects an access key on a link, it might say, "Access key available, S, where S is the access key." You can then press Ctrl S to open the link. To hear access keys, you must select the option to speak help tags in the hints pane of the verbosity category in VoiceOver utility. Hear a summary of a web page. When you browse web pages using VoiceOver, you can hear a summary of web page statistics that tells you how many headings, links, tables, landmarks, live regions, and more are on the page. This information can help you assess the scope and structure of the web page and navigate in ways that best suit the web page. To hear the statistics for the current web page, press VO-Shift-I. You can set an option in the web category in VoiceOver utility to have the summary automatically read when a web page opens. VoiceOver speaks statistics only for the items listed in the web router. Navigate web pages using DOM or group mode. VoiceOver provides two modes for navigating web pages: by a web page's document object model, DOM, or by grouping related items. Navigating by DOM moves left and right in the order set by the web page's author. Moving up and down in DOM mode is based on the current setting of the web item router. Navigating by group moves in any direction to help give you a sense of context. You set the default web navigation mode in VoiceOver utility, but you can easily switch modes to best suit the current web page. Set the default navigation mode. 1. When VoiceOver is on, open VoiceOver utility by pressing VOF8. 2. Click Web in the category table, click Navigation, and then select the DOM order or grouping items radio button. Switch navigation modes to one of the following. Press VOHH to display the commands menu, type DOM to narrow the list of commands, and then select the toggle web navigation DOM or group command. In VoiceOver utility, in the numpad, keyboard, or quick nav commander, or the input pane for braille displays, assign the toggle web navigation DOM or group command to a key. Then use that key to switch modes while navigating web pages. Navigate by DOM to navigate list items. Press VO arrow keys. You don't need to interact with a list to navigate the list items. Navigate by grouping items to navigate the items in a list. Interact with the list. You don't need to interact with groups that contain only one item. When you navigate to a list, VoiceOver indicates the number of items in the list and when it has reached the end of the list. If you're using VoiceOver gestures, the current web navigation mode affects how you navigate web pages using the rotor. If you're navigating in DOM mode, flicking up or down moves to the previous or next instance of the item that matches the current rotor setting. For example, if the rotor is set to headings, flicking up or down moves to the previous or next heading. If you're navigating by grouping items, flicking up or down moves to the previous or next group of related items. You can assign the toggle web navigation DOM or group command to a gesture using the trackpad commander to easily switch modes to suit your needs. Navigate web pages using images. Web pages typically contain images, some of which may be used as links. Some images include a description called alt text. You can navigate only to images that contain alt text, never navigate to images, or always navigate to images. Customize image navigation. 1. When VoiceOver is on, open VoiceOver utility by pressing VOF8. 2. Click Web in the category table, click Navigation, and then choose an option from the Navigate Images pop-up menu. For a description of the options, click the Help button in the lower right corner of the pane. Navigate to Images. To jump to the next or previous graphic, press VO Command G or VO Command Shift G. If images are listed in the web rotor, you can use the rotor to move to a specific image. When you navigate to an image that doesn't have a description, VoiceOver speaks the image file name. You can create a custom label for these images, or for images whose alt text isn't useful. If images are listed in the web rotor, you can listen to the web page summary to hear how many images are on the current web page. Navigate tables on web pages. Tables are used extensively on web pages to create visual layouts and to present data. You can navigate data tables by grouping items within the tables. When you navigate tables by grouping, you hear a summary of a table and its cells as you press the arrow keys to navigate the table. You don't need to interact with the table unless you hear something that you want to explore in detail. You can use a VoiceOver command to turn grouping on or off to best suit the current table. Turn on grouping for all tables. 1. When VoiceOver is on, open VoiceOver utility by pressing VOF8. 2. Click Web in the category table, click Navigation, and then select the Group Items Within checkbox. Turn grouping on or off for the current table. Press VO equals equals. Only the table you're currently in is affected by this command. Other tables will still use the setting specified in VoiceOver utility. VoiceOver remembers the setting for the current table and will use it each time you navigate to that table. When you turn off grouping for a table, you must interact with the table. Navigate tables when grouped. To move to the first cell in the table, press VO Home. To move to the last cell, press VO End. To move from the table to the first item on the web page, press VO Shift Home. To move to the last item on the web page, press VO Shift End. To move from a cell in the last row to the first row of the next column, press the down arrow key. To exit a table when you're on the first cell, press the up arrow or left arrow key. When you're on the last cell, press the down arrow or right arrow key. When you're navigating tables without grouping, you can navigate more quickly to the next column by pressing VO Command Y or navigate to the previous column by pressing VO Command Shift Y. Navigate web pages using live regions. Some web pages contain areas whose content is updated without refreshing the entire page. These areas are called live regions. For example, a web page might contain a live region that displays stock prices that are continuously updated, or a banner that displays a new ad every minute. VoiceOver can detect live regions on a web page, even when the focus is elsewhere on the web page, and speak the content in the live region as it changes. You can turn on all live regions, or turn specific live regions on or off. Turn all live regions on or off. 1. When VoiceOver is on, open VoiceOver utility by pressing VOF8. 2. Click Web in the category table, and then select the Enable Live Regions checkbox. VoiceOver will speak the content of every live region it detects. To turn off all live regions, deselect the checkbox. Turn live region on or off. 1. If live regions are listed in the web rotor, use the rotor to move to a specific live region. 2. While in the selected live region, press the O key to turn the live region on or off. The live region remains on or off until you press the O key again. You can use the trackpad, numpad, keyboard, and quick nav commanders to specify gestures or keys for navigating to the next or previous live region on a web page, or for turning a live region on or off. You can also specify input keys on a refreshable braille display to work with live regions. Navigate web pages using landmarks. Web developers can assign landmark roles to areas of a web page to identify the purpose or type of content of an area to screen readers, and to make it easier to navigate the web page. Landmarks are not visible on a web page. For an example of a web page that contains landmarks, visit store.apple.com. VoiceOver supports all landmarks, including banner, the area that contains the page name, logo, or other identifying information. Complementary, an area, such as a sidebar, that supports the main content area. Content info, the area that contains footnote type information, such as copyright or privacy statements. Main, the area that contains the main content. Navigation, the area that contains a navigation bar or other links for navigating the web page or website. Search, the area that contains a search field for searching the web page or website. If landmarks are listed in the web rotor, you can use the rotor to move to a specific landmark. You can use the trackpad, numpad, keyboard, and quick nav commanders to specify gestures or keys for navigating to the next or previous landmark on a web page. You can also specify input keys on a refreshable braille display to navigate to landmarks. Navigate web pages using web spots. As VoiceOver opens a web page, it evaluates the visual design, groups items based on the design, and creates an auto web spot on the first item in each group on the page. VoiceOver briefly outlines the group with a large rectangle, which transitions into the VoiceOver cursor, positioned on the first auto web spot in the first group. You can jump from one auto web spot to another and hear the content in each auto web spot, scanning the web page for content that interests you. You can also create your own web spots to mark favored content on a web page, say, the top headlines or sports scores, and navigate there more quickly. If you mark one of your web spots as the sweet spot, it appears first in the list of web spots in the web rotor, and can have the focus when a web page is displayed. Use web spots. Make sure the voiceover cursor is in a web area, such as in Safari or the iTunes Store. To jump to the next auto web spot, press VO Command N. To jump to the previous auto web spot, press VO Command Shift N. To jump to the next web spot you created, press VO Command, right bracket. To jump to the previous web spot you created, press VO Command, left bracket. Create a web spot, press VO-Command-Shift-Right brace. You can create an unlimited number of web spots for a web page. Remove a web spot, press VO-Command-Shift-Left brace. You can delete only web spots you create. Set a sweet spot, press VO-Command-Shift-Right brace. To have the voiceover cursor focused on the sweet spot when the web page opens, choose the Move the voiceover cursor to it checkbox on the page loading pane of the web category in voiceover utility. To open the web rotor to use the list of auto web spots and web spots you created, press VOU. You can use the rotor with voiceover gestures. If the design of a web page changes significantly and voiceover can't locate a web spot that previously existed on the page, it creates a new one that closely matches the original one. Navigate web pages using frames. Some web pages organize information into separate areas called frames. Sometimes one frame contains links that update the contents of other frames on the page. You may find it easier to navigate these web pages using frames. To move to the next frame, press VO Command F. To move to the previous frame, press VO Command Shift F. If frames are listed in the web rotor, you can use the rotor to move to a specific frame. If frames are listed in the web rotor, you can listen to the web page summary to hear how many frames are on the current web page. Navigate web pages using the web rotor. When you browse the web page, you can display the web rotor and use it to jump directly to a specific heading, table, link, text field, checkbox, or other item on the web page, or to navigate a web page line by line. 1. While browsing a web page, open the web rotor by pressing VOU. 2. Navigate the list using the right arrow or left arrow key until you hear the list you want, such as headings or links. 3. Navigate the items in the list using the up arrow or down arrow key until you find the item you want. If you know the name of an item in a list, type some letters of its name to narrow the list to only items that contain those letters. If you're in the headings list, you can type the heading level, such as 3, to narrow the list to only headings of that level. To show all items in the list again, press the delete key. To hear an item's internet address, if applicable, press VO Shift U. To hear the item's help tag, if available, press VO Shift H. If you don't find the item you want, press the escape key to exit the rotor without making a selection. 4. Press return or the space bar to select the item and jump to it on the web page. The web rotor closes. You can choose the types of items that are listed in the web rotor. If you're using voiceover gestures, you can access the web-related rotor settings with a gesture.